Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in the geopolitical landscape of South Asia has occurred with the fall of the Sheikh Hasina government in Bangladesh and the appointment of Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus as the head of the interim government, marking a complex new phase in India-Bangladesh bilateral relations. First, let's delve into the background of this transition. The anti-discrimination student movement emerged in June to July 2024 against a Supreme Court ruling that upheld a 30% reservation in government jobs for descendants of 1971 Liberation War veterans. This movement rapidly expanded into a general uprising against the Hasina government's 15-year rule, reaching its peak on August 4 to 5, 2024. On 5 August 2024, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled Bangladesh, flying to India in a military aircraft, where she has remained since, in an undisclosed location. Bangladesh's military facilitated a transition, with President Mohammad Shahabuddin dissolving parliament. Mohammad Yunus, the 84-year-old economist, social entrepreneur, and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, returned from abroad and was sworn in as chief advisor of an interim government on 8 August 2024. It is worth pausing here to note that Sheikh Hasina has a significant background. She is the daughter of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the founding leader of Bangladesh and its first president. Hasina led Bangladesh's Awami League to successive election victories and served as the Prime Minister of Bangladesh from 1996 to 2001 and 2009 to 2024. Her government deepened strategic ties with India significantly, including transit corridors, power supply agreements, and connectivity projects. Now, let us turn to Muhammad Yunus, who leads Bangladesh now. Yunus is one of Bangladesh's most internationally recognized figures, born on 28 June 1940, in Chittagong. He was jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 with his Grameen Bank, which he founded in 1983, for their efforts to create economic and social development from below. Grameen Bank pioneered the microcredit model, providing small, collateral-free loans to the rural poor, predominantly women. This model has been replicated globally, with over 10 million borrowers at its peak and a historically high repayment rate of above 95%. Yunus also developed the concept of social business, which are profit-making enterprises that reinvest all profits into the enterprise's social mission rather than distributing dividends, influencing the global impact investing movement. Building on this, let's examine the key bilateral issues between India and Bangladesh under Yunus. The first issue is Sheikh Hasina's status. The Yunus government has filed multiple criminal cases against Hasina in Bangladesh courts, ranging from corruption to incitement during the uprising. Bangladesh has informally sought Hasina's return or extradition from India. However, India and Bangladesh do not have an operative extradition treaty that could compel Hasina's return, complicating high-level bilateral engagement. India's government has not publicly committed to extradition proceedings, and this issue cannot be resolved easily, as Bangladesh cannot normalize relations while India hosts its most wanted former leader, and India cannot hand over a long-term strategic partner. The second issue is Hindu minority protection. During and after the August 2024 uprising, approximately 50 to 200 incidents of attacks on Hindu temples, idols, homes, and businesses were reported across Bangladesh. The interim government acknowledged some incidents and arrested some perpetrators, but Hindu communities reported that the law enforcement response was inadequate. India has formally raised the issue of minority protection in Bangladesh through diplomatic channels, with the Ministry of External Affairs expressing concern about attacks on Hindus and other religious minorities. Bangladesh's Hindu population is approximately 8 to 9% of the population, around 13 to 14 million people, and the country's 8th constitutional amendment in 1988 made Islam the state religion. The third issue is the Teesta River water sharing. The Teesta River originates in Sikkim, flows through West Bengal, and enters Bangladesh before joining the Jamuna. Bangladesh depends on Teesta water for irrigation in its northern districts during the dry season. An India-Bangladesh Teesta water sharing agreement was negotiated and nearly finalized in 2011 but was blocked at the last minute by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. As of 2026, the Teesta treaty remains unsigned. China has offered to fund a Teesta Comprehensive Management and Restoration Project, a major infrastructure investment in the Teesta Basin in Bangladesh, which would give China a significant presence in river management directly affecting India's eastern flank. India has protested diplomatically. The fourth issue is China-Bangladesh engagement. The Yunus government has signaled greater openness to China than the Hasina government. While Hasina's government balanced India-China engagement, the Yunus government's engagement with China on the Teesta project and other investments has been a concern for India. China's investments in Bangladesh include the Padma Rail Link, the Karnaphali Tunnel, special economic zones, and participation in the Belt and Road Initiative, which Bangladesh joined in 2016. The fifth issue is trade and connectivity. India-Bangladesh bilateral trade is approximately $14 billion per year, with India being Bangladesh's second-largest import source after China. Bangladesh is India's largest trading partner in SAARC. Key connectivity links include the Petra-Polibenapol land port, the Agartala-Akhaura rail link, the India-Bangladesh friendship pipeline, and the Maitri Setu bridge over the Feni River. Now, let us turn to the larger framework. Bangladesh is critical to India's Act East policy, as the country is the land bridge between mainland India and India's northeastern states. India has secured transit rights through Bangladesh to connect its northeastern states, reducing dependence on the narrow Siliguri corridor. Bangladesh is also a founding member of BIMSTEC, the grouping that India is promoting as its preferred regional cooperation framework. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have several key facts to remember. Muhammad Yunus was born on 28 June 1940 in Chittagong, and he was jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 with his Grameen Bank. Grameen Bank was founded in 1983 and pioneered the microcredit model for the rural poor, with over 10 million borrowers at its peak and a historically high repayment rate of above 95%. Sheikh Hasina fled Bangladesh on 5 August 2024 and has remained in India since. The Teesta River originates in Sikkim and flows through West Bengal and Bangladesh. The India-Bangladesh Friendship Pipeline is 131.5 kilometers long and was inaugurated in March 2023. Petra-Polibenapol is the largest land port in South Asia. Bangladesh joined the Belt and Road Initiative in 2016. The Karnaphali Tunnel is a Chinese-built undersea tunnel in Chittagong. Bangladesh's Hindu population is approximately 8 to 9%. Around 13 to 14 million people. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember Muhammad Yunus, the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006, Grameen Bank, microcredit, and social business. Also, recall Sheikh Hasina's background, the Teesta River, the India-Bangladesh Friendship Pipeline, Petra-Polibenapol, and Bangladesh's participation in the Belt and Road Initiative. For mains GS2, focus on India-Bangladesh relations, the strategic importance, the Teesta Treaty impasse, the impact of political transitions on bilateral ties, the minorities issue, and China's growing presence. In conclusion, the transition in Bangladesh and the appointment of Muhammad Yunus as the head of the interim government have marked a complex new phase in India-Bangladesh bilateral relations, with key issues including Sheikh Hasina's status, Hindu minority protection, the Teesta River water sharing, China-Bangladesh engagement, and trade and connectivity, all of which are crucial for India's strategic position and its Act East policy.